Welcome to this podcast produced by Imagine, your resource for early childhood music therapy. Imagine is produced by Della Vista Publisher and can be found on the web at www.imagine.musictherapy.biz. This podcast is entitled Exploring the Work of Children's Museum, Learning About Cultural Responsive Practices and presented by Nicole Rivera and Laura Diaz. To best serve young children from diverse backgrounds, music therapists must begin to develop more cultural responsive practices through the process of critical self-reflection and ongoing learning. In this podcast, Dr. Nicole Rivera and Laura Diaz share a case example from a children's museum working towards stronger cultural responsive practices through increased accessibility, institution-wide training, and relationship building. Looking to a related sector can provide insights and inspiration for a music therapist's own work.
Culture is a concept that is challenging to define. It is a social construction that guides how we function within groups. This happens at both the macro level, such as our identity as a member of a country or ethnic group, and at the micro level as members of smaller social units, such as families. While many of our cultural behaviors are visible, others are more difficult to observe. Explicit cultural behaviors include things such as our clothing, the foods we eat, and the languages that we speak. Our deeper held beliefs and values may be less obvious to others, but they have a tremendous influence on how we operate in our daily lives. We all function through a cultural lens. The children and families that we serve are functioning through a cultural lens which may be different from our own. Our work happens in communities and institutions that are also informed by a cultural lens. Some people advocate for being culturally competent, but this phrase suggests that there's some metric that we can achieve when we complete this work. Each culture is complex and varied, so it's impossible to be 100% culturally competent or fully comprehend everything there is to know about every culture we encounter. There's no set of rules or guidelines that will apply to every situation. Rather, it's about developing a thoughtful way of engaging in culturally responsive practices. This work starts with self-examination. We must also center the voices of diverse families in order to provide high-quality services that meet the needs of young children. It is a continuous, lifelong learning process. Understanding others' differences allows us to understand and see our similarities. This helps us gain the tools that we need for building relationships. Children's museums are a sector that have been providing playful learning environments for young children and their families since the late 1800s. Beyond the physical space of the museum, most children's museums provide extensive community programming with schools, care providers, and community groups. The work that is happening in children's museums can provide some insight about how to develop culturally responsive practices.
I work at the DuPage Children's Museum, located outside of Chicago, Illinois. Our museum serves a broad audience, and it is important for us to continue learning how to best serve diverse families. At DCM, part of our mission is to be able to provide an environment for all children to reach their full potential. We understand that it is vital for every single human being to feel a sense of belonging and community. 2 years ago, the DuPage Children's Museum started the Access Project, which sought to increase access to the museum through funded family memberships and community-based programs. The families served by the program were families of color from lower socioeconomic status, primarily of Latinx backgrounds. Working with community partners, the museum completed an 8-week play-based program, engaging in regular reflection, gathering feedback from participants, and working with community partners were important for the team to shape programming that was responsive to the needs of the families. Our team is expanding our work on cultural responsive practices by engaging in an all-staff training that is being facilitated by a local YWCA. The training will help us dig deeper in our understanding and work as a team to better our institution. My role as a community and family access specialist and as a first-generation Mexican-American woman at the DuPage Children's Museum has provided me the opportunity to be able to interact with and meet many wonderful families. Being in an institution where the majority of staff members are white can cause a sense of discomfort for visitors who feel as if they don't belong in the institutions because they don't belong to the mainstream American norms or cultures. It is powerful when I see families make eye contact with me and feel shock, but but quickly feel a sense of relief or comfort to see someone who looks like them. The ability to use my bilingual skills to remove language barriers for some families has created an opportunity for me to build closer relationships and make honest and intentional connections with them. The families that I have built relationships with at the DuPage Children's Museum are eager to learn once they feel relaxed and build a strong relationship with me. My goal is for the museum to be a stress-free learning environment so that open play learning can occur.
The work that the DuPage Children's Museum is doing provides an example of how an institution that is serving young children is engaging in the process of working towards more culturally responsive practices. The museum engages in thoughtful practices to increase accessibility, participates in institution-wide learning, and has made a commitment to hiring staff members who are representative of the community they are serving. This model can inform music therapists who want to work on expanding culturally responsive practices through intentional programming, thoughtful reflection, and continued learning. Music therapists who want to do this work should consider the following. Read literature from music therapy fields about multicultural practices. Look for resources from related fields. The National Association for the Education of Young Children, NAACI, has a wealth of resources available. Seek out sources that help you learn about the perspectives of other groups. There are wonderful podcasts and books that provide insights about the lived experiences of people from different backgrounds. And finally, find a mentor or trusted colleague that you can talk with about culturally responsive practices. It is important to have honest conversation and reflection. Looking both within the field of music therapy and related sectors can provide important insights about how to most effectively serve young children and their families.
Thanks for listening to this Imagine podcast produced in 2020.